Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. It is wonderful to have Katie Higgins on the podcast today. Katie has an amazing background of success in our industry. Currently, she is the owner, president, and founder of True Pros Heating and Air in Layton, Utah. True Pros is a really well-respected, successful company. They are winners of the Reader's Choice Award from the Standard Examiner. They are endorsed by the Gebhardt Approved Program. They have a perfect five-star rating on Google with 594 reviews, and they are big supporters of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So, Katie Higgins, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I cannot wait to hear your story. Jim Henshaw shared a little bit about it with me. Let's start at the beginning of your HVAC career. How did you get into our industry?
About 25 years ago, I was putting myself back through school and was telemarketing from a heating company, selling furnace tune-ups in the morning and then going to school in the afternoon. And when I was first hired into the industry, Don Weaver actually hired me. Sounds like you may know him or have crossed paths
yeah,
at some point.
I know Don, yeah.
I said, well, what's a furnace tune-up? And he said, well, do you get your car tuned up? And I said, well, no. And he said, well, what about an oil change? And I said, well, everybody does that. So from there, my career just excelled very quickly. I finished school. But I found out I really enjoyed talking to customers much more. So Don offered me a job full-time dispatching. And then from there, I quickly went from dispatching, lead generator, marketing director, service manager, and then out into the field. I believe I was one of the first females in Utah to do the outdoor residential sales. And that was about 20-something years ago that I went out in the field. So I was hoping to be a pioneer for women in the trades in northern Utah and kind of paved the way. So that's kind of how it started.
Wow, that's awesome. So you ended up in sales, but you've done basically just about everything in an HVAC company, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
At some point, you left that company. What happened?
So I was dispatching and running the office full time and then doing sales calls at night and became very successful. I believe part of my success was due to treating customers how I wanted to be treated. I just truly believe that if I treated customers how I wanted to be treated, it would just pay me back tenfold. And it really has. I spent about 15 years of my career at the same place, just focusing on sales, but all the while getting all of my certifications to be a licensed technician, really be a professional in my career, I guess, if you will. At some point, Lennox started an ultimate comfort advisor contest. And I want to say that was in 2015. And at the time, it was a four-part contest, just four parts of the United States. There were about 800 comfort consultants in each, like Northern, Southern, Eastern, Western. And years 1, 2, and 3, I won for the Western Conference, which I was beating out companies from California, Seattle, Nevada. And so I feel like I had a target on my back a little bit because the first year I couldn't find any other women in the contest. And then we were this little area, Salt Lake City. So as my career progressed and I almost turned 40, I decided I don't think I can crawl under houses for the rest of my life. I went and got my contractor's license to potentially open my own. Well, I was going to be the qualifier for a company that I worked for. And while I was sitting in school, I thought, I don't know why I'm not doing this for myself. So I got my contractor's license, and that's kind of what leads us here today. So after I got my contractor's license, I called somebody to have them help me register my company. And that person happened to be a lawyer. And he, long story short, he had asked to be my business partner. And, you know, one of the lessons I've learned in my life, sometimes the only ship that doesn't sail is a partnership. I guess it depends on a lot of things. So I learned a lot of valuable lessons. I started another company, and by year two, we had grown to $6 million in revenue. And
wow.
I ended up having to just walk away, and that's okay. So last July, I started True Pros out of my garage.
Wow. So the first company that you started, you grew it. It became a very large company, but ultimately, because of the partnership and other issues, you ended up just walking away from it?
That is correct. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Partnerships are tricky, especially
with a
lawyer.
I learned a lot of valuable lessons, and I had to learn how, during that, I guess, my tenure there, I had to learn how to do every department. I was operating under the pretense that somebody would show me how to do the buckets in QuickBooks, and none of that really happened. And like School of Hard Knocks, I had to learn how to develop Service Titan by myself, come up with processes for our service technicians and our tune-up technicians. I had to learn how to do accounting, payroll, really not by choice, having to learn how to develop each part of the business.
Yeah, implementing software is not an easy task. That alone is impressive. So you started True Pros then how long ago? A year?
July 3rd of 2023.
And so tell us about True Pros now.
Okay, great. We've got 23 employees and we've done exceptionally well. And I can't take credit for it all by myself. Last summer was really hard for me. I just had to, as I say, quote unquote, walk away and really had to just pick myself back up, make a decision to either get a job or try and start over again. And absolutely one of the hardest decisions and one of the hardest times of my life. However, I had several people around me that just really rallied, my husband in particular, who just said, I need you to get out of bed and do what you know how to do best, which is lead a team and build a company. And I'm very thankful that he did that because I couldn't see it. And there were a few people that came literally knocking at my door that just said, hey, coach, what are we doing? And I said, well, I don't know. I'm crying. So what are you guys doing? But they really held me up for the first few months until I could really do it myself. And, you know, from there, I want to say the rest is history, but our journey is just beginning. There's at least 20 of us that came from groups that had recently been bought out by private equity here in Northern Utah. And it's been incredible to try and watch as we learn to trust each other and really build something together very special. Like, we all have a common goal, which is to treat customers with respect. And we're trying to offer service at a reasonable rate. And one of the things that I just felt like was very frustrating is, how do we get the customers to ask the question, who are they really buying from? And we're trying to offer the most professionalism and transparent and straightforward installation and service package, if you will, like a maintenance plan, that they never have to wonder who their company is again. And the idea is that we'll earn their business and their children's business and their neighbor's business. So
that must have been a gut-wrenching experience for you. It sounds like leaving was very difficult. But as you look back now, you got to feel pretty happy about what happened at this point.
I'm very thankful, mostly thankful for the people that have believed in me in my career, especially when I couldn't see it. Northern Utah is tricky, to say the least. Yeah. When I first started doing the in-home estimates, I would always call when I was on my way and say, okay, this is Katie with whatever company I was with, and I'm on my way. And sometimes I would hear, honey, it's a woman. And I'm like, I'm still on the phone. I could still hear you. And I'd get to the door and just be like, ta-da. But I just had to roll with it and really understand that it's not something that you see every day, the woman there to design your heating and air system. And so I wanted to overeducate myself and be the most professional person that they had in their home. If they were getting several bids, I didn't want them to just remember that I was a woman, but that I knew more than anybody and I really listened to what they were asking for and really designed the best system for them. And that's what I thought was the most important thing, and set myself apart that way. And so same has been true being the leader and owner of a company, just really being transparent, a strong leader, but they all know what I've just been through, and the support from each one of them is priceless.
Do you have any family in our industry or in your business?
The first company I was at, you know, he hired my sister on at a couple dollars out more an hour. I'm not bitter about that, I swear. But she's still there 20 something years later, and we're still great friends. Obviously, I'm great friends with my sister, but still great friends with Dawn.
Yeah.
So she's still there. And then her husband is also there running their commercial install department. But my son-in-law works for me here, but that's it.
Well, that's good. So I want to talk about your company website, because it is really interesting and it looks very effective to me. So one of the things is it sort of highlights the importance of integrity, transparency, treating customers like family. And it even has a download about how to avoid getting ripped off by an HVAC salesperson. And by the way, It's got the funniest picture of a sleazy salesperson that I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. It was a mix of a couple people. I'm like, if you look closely, you know. I'll say no more.
So to me, this feels like it's something that's got to resonate with consumers and employees, and clearly it's something that resonates with you. What is your experience with this, and what informed your decision to do this?
You know, I think being in the sales department in heating and air and retrofit replacement over the years, unfortunately, I've seen lots of tactics and even been a part of it, sometimes not by choice. And I think some of it for me was just disheartening. I was offered a job at one point as a roaming salesperson, and I said, well, what is that? And they said, well, depending on who the customer calls, you change your shirt and change the magnet on your car. And I just thought, you've got to be kidding me. How do we get customers to ask the question, who are they buying from? We're asking them to spend a tremendous amount of money. Don't you want to know who you're buying from? Don't you want to feel good about it? And I feel like a lot of times the websites and ads are very unclear about the companies themselves. A lot of them are caricatures. If I'm going to spend that kind of money with somebody, I want to know who they are. And I want to know that they're going to be around, and not just a salesperson per se. I know that one happy customer might tell the neighbor, and I know that one unhappy customer might tell the neighborhood. So it's really important that, like, we're treating everybody how we want to be treated. And I know not every job can be perfect, but we work really hard. If you give me the opportunity, it will be a five-star experience.
Well, your reviews are amazing. I got to say, it's absolutely working. And one of the other things is you put yourself front and center on your website, don't you? I mean, sometimes when you go to a website, you can't find who the owners are. But in your case, you are right there, and it sort of feels like you're saying to them, look, I'm going to make you happy. You're going to be satisfied. It's my company. It's my name on it. This is who I am. You can trust me. Is that what you're trying to convey?
Absolutely. And please don't get me wrong. It is terrifying. And like on our social media page, sometimes people might not have the nicest things to say that have nothing to do with heating and air. And I'm trying to learn to just, hey, if I'm getting noticed, I guess like that's part of it as well. But I know what I stand for. I know the company and the employees that I have with me, and they're great. And I can look you in the eye and tell you that there's not one person that works with me that I would be nervous about sending to your home. My mom's a single mom that she lives about 50 miles away from me. And she used to yell at me about the type of people we used to send to her house. And I had no control over that portion. Now I have complete control. And anytime I'm interviewing somebody, whether they have experience or not, like one of the things running through my head is my mom going to call and yell at me if I send you to her house? Like after the fact?
Dutton Plumbing has a phrase that I think you would like, a motto. It was, the only plumber you'll send to your mom's house.
I love that. I didn't know that even existed. Like, that's exactly what had happened, as my mom sent a picture of someone to me. And I said, well, Mom, I know who that is. I work with them. I know, but I have no control. But now I do. Yeah.
So this is the second business you've started. You've been in business for a while. It's not uncommon for women to own businesses in our industry, but far more businesses in our industry are owned by men. You've been a trailblazer in this industry. Thank you for that. It's very impressive. What would you tell a woman who's interested in getting into our industry and ultimately owning her own business?
Please just go for it. I think by being so visible as the owner of this heating and air company, I'm trying to create a space where anybody feels comfortable applying. And we train from the ground up anyway, but I can't tell you how many women applicants we have. And I think it's because they feel like there's a space for them. I think just understanding that there's a space and a place more than anything, and being willing to network. I can't tell you. So I actually opened during COVID. And one of the things I could have not anticipated was a warehouse. It had always been you sell the job, you go to the distributor, you pick it up and go to the job. Well, with COVID, there were going to be inventory restrictions and supply limitations. All of a sudden, I had to figure out how to run a warehouse. I literally went and knocked on the doors of several companies whom I had never met and just said, can I see your warehouse? I heard you have a good one. Please tell me how to do this. And I can't believe how many people were willing to let me in. I do think some of them regret their choices of letting me in, but I think for the most part, people are willing to help if you ask. Even with Service Nation, there was something going around and I didn't know who to reach out to, but I saw a name on something and I looked her up on LinkedIn and sent a message. I'm like, don't be scared to ask. Because I think what you'll find is that people are willing to help. And last year, we actually won Best of State for Entrepreneur of the Year. But part of that application was I was willing to help new companies. Like several people had reached out to me on Instagram, like, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I mentored several brand new companies, which almost felt silly to me, but I didn't think twice about it. But they wrote me several letters of reference, just how much they appreciate it. But I thought, well, so many people helped me. Why wouldn't I do the same?
It's really a gratifying thing. It's great to help people. And it's also good to know that there's a lot of people out there that will help you if you just are willing to ask and know that it's okay that you don't know everything, right?
Absolutely. And there's so many platforms now on Facebook, like women in HVAC and not even just women, but like owners of companies, and just seeing the networking and not trying to understand how to insert yourself, I guess, a little bit. I've learned so much from other owners and other mentors. There's some people that aren't allowed to talk to me anymore because they sold their companies, and I've just got to bide my time and look for other coaches, I guess.
So a year ago, you started True Pros out of your garage. You're up to, I think you said, 6 million in sales, something like that?
5.1 million, rolling 12.
Very impressive. And so where do you see this going in the future? What is it that you want to accomplish? And what do you worry about?
Oh my gosh, so much right now. It's 90 degrees in the end of September right now in Utah. That's what I worry about. I would like to repeat last year, but do it better. And just understanding my demographic and continue to grow at a healthy pace so that we can continue to be successful. We didn't have a database. We didn't have anything, literally nothing. And to see where we're at now, the shop that we have, the trucks on the road, the beautiful wraps that we have, like everything is really thought out. Even the hex pattern on our True Pros truck has to do with, we call it the hive mind, just that we work together. We have Tuesday morning meetings as a group. Other companies that I worked for separated out the departments. And I just really felt strongly that we're a cohesive unit. There really is no department that is more important than the other. If the phone doesn't ring, we have a problem. If somebody doesn't answer the phone, that's a problem. If somebody doesn't schedule the call, that's a problem. If we don't sell the job, that's a problem. And so every part is so important, but understanding that every piece plays a role in our job security and our longevity is so important. And so like every detail on our wraps has a meaning. I really wanted to hire out and I actually couldn't afford to. I had to make a choice, you know, between workers' comp or hiring somebody I really wanted to do our logo, but picking my battles and really, really striving for what I say that we believe in, because people are watching. One of the things that with this transparency and integrity, I do these public service announcements on social media a lot. And my competitors, and I'm friends with other owners, would get mad at me. And for a minute, I stopped doing them. And then I thought to myself, you know, my competitors are not my friends, but the customers are. Just educate the customers and let them make the decision. We can let them know about the refrigerant changes coming up and what to expect next year, or the IRA or the tax credit. All I can do is give them the information that I have and let them do what they want with it and not worry about what my competitors think. Like that little book of the gimmicks. You bet people are mad that I said some things about it, but I don't call anybody out. I just want customers to understand. Oftentimes there really is nothing free. Just ask the question. How do we get the customers to ask the question? And I really hope by being vocal and trying to stand out that we'll make a difference and continue to make a difference. I know you asked, what's our plan? I would love to get to a healthy 10 million and be able to, I feel like we'll be able to continue with the customer service. We'll be able to continue with each job feeling like it's got the personal touch. And then Maybe we'll expand it to different trades. But right now, I'm really, really good at heating and air, and I'd like to stay that way.
Well, this has been fantastic. Congratulations on all you've accomplished, and I look forward to hearing where True Pros goes in the future. I think $10 million will probably just be the beginning of where you'll be. So we'll have to catch up another time. You're going to be at Service World Expo this year, right?
I am. Will you be there?
I will be there. So possibly
so will I get to meet you?
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. That'd be great.
That is awesome. I'm really thankful that Jim called my office, and I am very thankful for the opportunity to even speak with you. It means a lot. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.